News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
If you're up early today, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed and heading into the office, then congratulations, hard worker. You are in the diligent minority.
I'm way too busy with other things to be focused on work right now. I've just finished college. I have to live my Christmas life, fit in loads of people to see my friends. It's only Christmas once a year and like everyone's home. So work can suck it for a week.
According to international research, almost 60% of workers in the UK will have checked out mentally by the 18th. The Yanks lose focus around the 16th, and even the uber-disciplined Germans give up the ghost by the 20th.
Absolutely. I'd say people have started chilling out from the start of December right until the end of January.
Everybody seems to be a bit sick at the moment.
Questionable.
Everybody.
I should say the 1st of December. Come silly season, let's say. I think everyone's checked out.
Oh, Jesus, I mentally checked out in 1997. I left a long time ago.
Ciara McIntaggart is a behavioural scientist at Perspectives Ireland.
No, behaviourally speaking, it's not surprising. For us, Christmas is a bit like the perfect storm of variables. We've now had an extended period of time with very little daylight, and one which can have an enormous impact on our mood and motivation. And so Christmas is a great period of light and hope during this dark season. So it's very easy to get pulled along toward the excitement, hustle and bustle during an otherwise difficult time of year. And we've been trained to take the foot off the pedal at this time of year since we were kids at school, you know, with the Christmas play and the nice activities, the excitement about Santa. It's no different as adults. You know, we start to do these extra personal activities, maybe some indulging, which we enjoy, but it inevitably leaves us feeling tired and reduces our motivation and our momentum for work.
Some sectors, including service and retail, will be experiencing their busy time of the year. But for those of us, I mean you, on the festive dust, increased socialising may have you in work a little worse for wear.
Most days. A lot of my colleagues are the same. Thank God my bosses aren't in, so it's made it a lot easier.
I work in a hotel as a night porter, and sometimes I see like Irish people pass on the street, and it's like Monday night, and they were like so drunk, and I'm like, what the hell is people are doing? You know, it's Monday.
We were all out until 12 o'clock, and Amy went straight to work from the night out without going to bed.
Amy, do you have a word to say on the matter?
This is true.
Some seasonal slackers admit to online shopping during work hours. 10% confess to indulging in longer lunches, while 1 in 5 will clock out earlier than normal.
Most people are generally trying to take off from about the 18th onwards, or at least if they're in work, they're not going to be working very hard.
Peter Cosgrove is a future of work expert at FutureWise.
I think most people feel they deserve it this year after a few bad years and probably the first Christmas party proper in a few years. So I think maybe people just feel they're burnt out and they need this time.
It's just the first proper Christmas, so I think everyone has this, like, excuse language, good attitude, like, don't know when we're going to get this again. And again, cost of living, so you might as well do it now, because impending recession. Can't wait.
A welcome hangover from COVID is an increase in remote working, though in the run-up to Christmas, working from home may mean not really working at all.
They're slacking, I know they are.
Just kind of wiggling the mouse a bit, definitely maybe sleeping in a bit later.
We're not allowed to work from home, but a lot of my friends, I can see that they're all in bed.
The hardest I've ever worked, yeah, I think so.
Is this your manager?
Yeah.
Millennials and Gen Z are the most likely to skive, with a third of them cutting productivity by December 12th.
And I think like this whole, like, you owe anything to your employer is a bit overrated. Like, you should work 9 to 5, 9 to 6, whatever, if you enjoy it and there's something in it for you to work harder. Otherwise, you kind of also owe it to yourself to take some time, and why not do it at the end of the year when most other people are doing, kind of makes it easy. I agree with slackness, is what I'm saying.
A certain amount of distraction at this time of year is accepted, understandable, and could even benefit companies in the long run. But to avoid mass firings in the new year, I asked Peter Cosgrove for his tips on how to enjoy a merry slackness without the, you know, career-ruining consequences.
You know, play the game. If you're going to do a little bit less, you focus on the things that are the most important. And that can be as simple as whoever your boss is, making sure you get done what they need done. If you're going to push things into January, make sure they're things that aren't going to impact other people. And finally, don't stop working on things which will massively affect somebody else. There's nothing worse than a colleague having to pick up your slack because you didn't do it and suddenly they're working on the 24th.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.